That's the question. No, but there were derech hakmasa kachashibulei. Maybe did it with smartness. He did it not because he really did tshuva. Elamayatir so like the ikru oisa esav the yakev bonov. My time on the chashul derech hakmasan.
Like how come over here puts esav first before Yaakov? Since here he puts Yitzchak first, Sarai Yishmael did first. Yishmael did true, but let Yitzchak go first. Tell Rabbanan, three people in this world taste like Menom Haba. Elohim, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Avram Yisivbei Bakil, Yitzchak Yisivbei Miko, Yaakov Yisivbei Koil.
Well, Yaakov Yisivbei Koil. Shloish Lasholta by Yitzhara. Elohim, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yisivbu, Bakil, Miko, Koil. Six people, the Malachimovis. The Malachimovis didn't destroy them. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Sivu, the Chomokam, the Siv, Bakil, Mikoel Koel. Moshe Aaron and Miriam, the Sivu, Afi Hashem. I have a Miriam like Siv, Afi Hashem. I'm a Lord, the Miriam, Nami, Vinishika, may she also die with a kiss. Without the Malachimovis. The Yasha Shem Shem Moshe. When they mala nemrabo al pi Hashem, shegnaya double aimer. It's not nice that Hashem, it's to say that Hashem kissed a Miriam. Tana Rabbanan, shivola shalta ben rima. Seven people, the worms didn't affect them, but to law, some worms. Veloen, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Miriam, ben Yamin, ben Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, dechsibu bakil, mikoil koil. Each one has one of these words. Moshe Aaron and Miriam dechsib bu api Hashem. Binyamin ben Yaakov dechsib. Binyamin omi yidir Hashem yishkun levetach olok. Levetach is always there. Kishor ma'av dovid dechsib apasori yishkun levetach. My flesh is sitting levetach. Vidach hu rach mihu to kaboy. Stami yes rachmani. Davin to Hashem. Tad rabon. Nabo meisu bito shenokash. Both people die with the bite of a snake. Vilhoim binyamin ben Yaakov yamron avi Moshe v'isha avi dovid v'kola ben dovid. The kulay gemara, all them of the gemara, the var mishi avi David, the mafuros berkurah. They also go from the pasuk. The siv, v'yesam Moshe Hashem avsholem tachas yoyev al tzvov v'yamoshe benish v'shema yisru ha-yisraelis ha-shebal v'gayol yebat nochesh achoy suria im yoyev v'chi bat nocheshi v'loy bat yishayu the siv v'yach yosem suria v'vigal elabat mi shemeis v'bita shenochesh. It means she was the daughter of the one that died with the kick of a snokish.
Now Rashi explains what it means to say bito shenokish means piyatzosa shenokish, with the advice of the nokish. Kloimar, the hoiri and lomas, these people really didn't deserve to die. Al shenigzru gzeros misa, it was goyso gzer upon them. Al kol tadoiso shalodim rishon piyatzosa shenokish. That's what it means, and that's the Gemara before says. Let's see, Rashi says that it says shloisholta bim malachamovas. Rashi says elameso b'neshika apishchina. Because it wasn't the malachamovas there, they just died through our Kodesh Baruch Hu's neshika. Yehadin alecho ashutfin. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf yudzayin omer aleph. The new perek lo yachbor. The Mishnah says lo yachbor odom abor somuch laborish achaveroi. A person is not allowed to dig a bor, which means like a ditch that you want to have water there. Somuch laborish achaveroi, next to your neighbor's bor. In other words, we're talking about two neighbors, and by the boundary, we'll soon see the first one made his bor within three tefachim. Now, when the second one on the other side wants to dig his bor, he has to go away three tefachim. Now, v'loy siach, v'loy morah, not a long ditch, and not a cave, v'loy yama samayim, he can't make a small canal, v'loy nivrech as kaifsim, and not a small pool, like a small hole in the ground that they used to keep water there to wash their clothing in. Eliim came hirchuk mikaisa chaver shloisha tefachim. Unless you move in on your boundary three tefachim, and then you could make your hole to store the water. There's a lock of hilchas niskei shreinim, that otherwise if you go closer than three tefachim, this wetness from your bor will go and ruin his kaisel, his wall. So therefore, in order that your wetness should not ruin his kaisel, you have to move in on your boundary, your property, three tefachim. Then you're allowed to make your ditch. And we'll see in the Gemara it means that these three tefachim is because that's how wide the kaisel of the bor should be. Like a good support around your bor should be a wall of like three tefachim. So that's how much you have to come into your property. And the other person on the other side is the same thing. He also has to leave three tefachim like for his kaisel of his bor. So really from the hole of one bor to the hole of the other bor, really there's like six tefachim in between. And the Mishnah says also, Visad Besid, also you have to put plaster inside your abor. Now, Umar Chikin Esa Gefes, this is another locha. If you want to store Gefes, which is the psoilus of the olives, after you press out the olives for the oil, the leftover of the olives, or else Viesa Zevil, the manure, Viesa Melech, you want to store salt, Viesa Sid, you want to store lime, Viesa Sloyim, small types of stones that you can make fire from. So, Mikoisla Shechverish Leshetfachim, if your friend has a wall at the end of his boundary, and now you want to store these things, since these things give off heat, the heat will ruin your friend's Kaisel. Therefore, you have to go in your property 3 Tfachim, and then you could store it. And here, with the Girsha should be Oisad Vesid. Or else, you could just put plaster there, like put on the chitza plaster, and then you could store these things. Now, another locher is, marchiken es hazroyim, v'yes hamachrisho, v'yes meraglayim, min hakoysol shloshet tfachim. Again, if your neighbor at his boundary has a wall there, and now you want to either grow zroyim, you grow type of vegetables, which is bad for the wall, like the roots growing down will like soften the ground, it'll make it bad for the wall. Or else, Machrisha, you want to plow your field at the end of your field, that the plowing will also soften the ground and ruin his wall. Or else, Meraglayim, if you want to like store Meraglayim there also, it will ruin the wall. Therefore, you have to move in your property 3 Tfachim, and then you could store it there. Another locher is, Omarchiken Eserechayim Shloisha Min Hashechev. If you have a rechayim, which is a grind, a millstone, so that gives off vibrations, therefore so you have to place it within 3 tfachim in your property, it should not be near the wall of your friend. So the 3 tfachim is min hashechev, that's the bottom part of the grinder, shein abo min harechev, which is really 4 tfachim from the upper part. In other words, the base of the grinder sticks out a tefach. Therefore, from the base, it has to be gimel tfachim in on your boundary, in on your property, which is really 4 tfachim from the actual millstone, which is the shechev, which is the higher part. And the same thing for yes hatanur. If you want to